from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us here at St. John Fisher. Another beautiful morning. You guys are like, the weather's perfect so far.
The weather is perfect, which it normally is in Western New York.
Yeah.
This time of year in particular, so we are fired up to have another day in front of us and get going here.
Yeah. This camp for you, I mean, is it any? You've been through a lot of these. Do they change year to year? Is it same routine? Does it feel different each year?
It's a lot the same. The approach is very similar year to year. I think if you were to go camp to camp, you'd see a similar approach, quite honestly. But it does change year to year because the team changes, the faces change a little bit or a lot this year. We're excited about the opportunity in front of us, excited to be here in Rochester, in particular in Pittsburgh, and get a chance to connect and engage with our fans on almost a daily basis here.
Going away to St. John Fisher, you've been doing it for many years now. Has your opinion changed about going away to camp since you started as coach? Because now it just feels like you guys are, you know, loving it, or like the value of it. You feel like you talk about it every year, how valuable it is to get away.
Yeah, well, that narrative that got put out there by, I don't know how it got out there when I first got here, about Sean McDermott not wanting to come to camp is absolutely 100% false. If anybody was driving this, it was me, and I hate even using that type of phrase, but damn it, I mean, that's the way it's been since day one of me wanting to come to camp and get away. I still believe in it like I did in 2017, and that's the facts.
You've got a new team, a lot of new changes this year, a lot of new leaders in this group. Wanted to ask you about, there was a report today about Josh Allen's leadership style, and there's a lot of different tentacles to this conversation. The idea that maybe he needs a different style of leadership, that the organization might want more from him, or a different way to be a franchise quarterback. That was in there, Tim Graham from The Athletic reporting that there's maybe a directive to get him to be less of one of the guys and more of a executive. Any thoughts, anything to share on Allen's style to this point, the maturation, the natural progression of a franchise quarterback, or anything related to that?
Yeah, I'll start with Terry's piece of that. That has never been a mandate from Terry, number one. And secondly, that's not his management style to begin with anyway. As it relates to Josh, Josh has been extraordinary in a lot of areas for this football team. Leadership, when you're young and you're learning how to lead, it continues to grow along the way. Look, we all have things we can improve on overall as a team, and that's where you really start, right? And so, and when you study leadership, that's an ongoing deal. And I've been very impressed with how Josh has developed and continues to develop and be curious about leadership. His leadership has been extraordinary on and off the field, and it will continue to grow as we move forward here.
Is it more critical for him on that front
this year because you had so many captains that from last year that are out the door?
Yes, I would agree. I would 100% agree. And Josh knows that. And he really, to me, and this is what a leader does, he takes that responsibility head on. And I've seen that since the spring, the start of the spring, and then into the break. And now in the first just couple of days of training camp, the practices here that we've had, he's been phenomenal on the field, phenomenal with his intent to get on the same page with the offensive players.
When it comes to all the changes, you know, we mentioned this a lot. It's training camp. There's a lot of new faces. You guys have been together, of course, OTAs, mini camps, all that. So by now, is it not necessarily feeling like everybody's new? It's the new group is together and hit the ground running full speed once training camp begins?
Yeah, I would say yes, Jeremy, with the fact in the way of we're here, it's kind of like the doors are locked and this is who we have and this is what we have to do to build this football team and get it to where it needs to be. There's a lot of work that needs to get done here, and then when we get back to Orchard Park and, you know, all the way through the preseason of bringing this team together, onboarding these new players, young and some of the veterans that have joined us, to get used to how we do things, our systems, our schemes, and how we play specific to the Buffalo Bills.
New coordinators, I mean, Joe taking over first year full-time, Bobby Babich, you've talked about how you two will work the defense together. I wanted to ask you about the idea of bringing coaches along. Like, I think a lot of times people think about coaches bringing players along and that development process, but as a coach that's been a veteran for so long, you've got assistants rolling through and guys coming up. And what kind of process is that for you? How is it different from players to bring coaches up as they, you know, go from quarterback coach to coordinator to then they're getting interviews and they're out the door? It's not quite the same as a player, but I imagine there are parallels.
Well, and when you have success like we've had and been consistent with it, you lose staff members, and that's hard because you have to have someone in the pipeline, so to speak. And so that development, to your point, Jeremy, of developing our staff, coaching in the coaching business, it's called who's willing to coach their coaches, basically, right? So I fully believe in that, and in particular for the betterment of them and their careers, but also for the betterment of our team and building that alignment or being on the same page with Joe and Bobby and Matt Smiley, my main leadership group there with the coordinator group, is highly important to our success. If they're coaching it one way and it's not how I see it, we have those conversations or vice versa. So it's important.
Quickly on Matt Smiley, the new kickoff rule, is that exciting, stressful? I mean, it's
all of the above.
No one knows what to expect, right? Yeah. Like, it's a totally new thing.
Yeah, no, it's all of the above. There's so much unknown, which I think leads to, you know, a little bit of angst on the coach's end and maybe a little bit of the player's end, but also maybe some excitement for the fan base. I think, you know, if the rule stays like it is currently written, there's going to be some teams that jump on this early and handle it the right way. And so for us, we have to do a little bit more or a lot more so that we're one of the teams that gets off to a good start with it and we don't underestimate the impact it's going to have.
Yeah, I've wondered about the stress on even the players learning it because, you know, there are different formations and schemes and whatnot, but these guys have been playing football their whole lives, but none of them, I would imagine, off the top of my head, any of your players were in the XFL. These guys haven't practiced this even, let alone played it in a game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's right. So we'll throw more at them in practice. We may even go live a little bit. I think I was asked the question a couple days ago, and you don't love doing that necessarily, but it may be necessary in this case to get a full good look at it, because preseason may not be that type of canvas when people are holding back what they're really planning to do.
A lot of talk about changes. Your secondary, I mean, big changes. Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Trey White, three guys that were here for the longest time, worked so well together. A new group back there. Was it about trying to put something together with the same traits you saw in them way back when, or an evolving game, an evolving way to call defense? How did you start to build the secondary out in the post-Poyer Hyde era?
You know, I believe I learned long ago coaching Brian Dawkins in Philadelphia that safeties are interchangeable, and that has stuck with me since those days. And so when we came here and brought in Jordan and Micah, that's some of what you saw, interchangeable, as opposed to a strong, true strong safety in the box and a true post safety, free safety in this case. And so, yeah, the traits are, they don't change in terms of what we look for. The game has evolved, but I think we've been a little bit ahead of it, to be quite honest, in that regard with this position in particular. So, you know, we're happy with what we have. Certainly never easy to move on or lose those players, but super proud of them and the opportunities that some of them have gotten to this point, and always be keeping an eye on them. As it goes for us, you know, we have the challenge of bringing some new players, again, a veteran in Mike Edwards, some youth in Cole, and getting them up to speed as quickly as possible. Mike missed most of the spring, so those are critical reps that he missed. But you know, this is a critical time for Mike and all of our players.
Well, while we're on safety, we saw Damar Hamlin getting the opportunity on Wednesday. I wonder if you see a difference in him this year, maybe just because he had a more, I'd have to imagine, he had a more normal offseason than he would have had a year ago.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that first year, unique in a lot of ways. I mean, it's unique for an ACL. Like, when you come off that first year of coming off an ACL, let alone what Damar went through. And so now he's I think, getting back to being able to kind of just get back to himself, if that's even the right way to say it. So I'm super proud of him, grateful that he's okay, and I think his best football's ahead of him.
Linebacker Terrell Bernard had a great year last year, really kind of burst onto the scene, and did it with Matt Milano missing most of the year. The idea of the two of them together on the field?
Excited. Yeah, excited. Matt's got a long way to go, you know, coming back from that. That was a significant injury. Nobody works harder than Matt Milano, and he spent really the entire offseason in Buffalo, including the break over the summer, and he's committed. I mean, his mindset is elite, and that's part of the challenge, right, coming off an injury like that.
You say he's got a long way to go. You've got, you know, we've got Twitter doctors in the stands. Is it about managing? You guys are talking about managing him. They're watching every step, and, you know, I'm watching it too. Like, how's he look? Is it about getting him back to where he was? When you say he's got a long way to go to being that level of player, it's going to take a little time.
It is, and that's just natural. Listen, I know he wants to be back to square one again, and I want him back to square one. I've been assured by our training staff, Nate Bresky, that he'll get back there. It's just going to take some time. And patience and Sean McDermott don't really go in the same sentence. But in this case, I have just ultimate trust in our training staff and ultimate trust in Matt Milano.
How about Vaughn for this? Last year, you know, he's been talking about how he knew he wasn't right where he should be. And how about where he is now?
Yeah, similar situation, right? Now getting a year away from that first year off the injury. And I'm super excited for Vaughn because that opportunity that's in front of him to impact our defense, like maybe he wasn't able to physically last year. The thing I loved about last year was his mindset. He never really let himself maybe acknowledge that. How he was limited physically, and that to me just speaks to how elite he's been in his career and why he's been elite, because of his mindset has been so strong.
On the offensive side of the ball, obviously the receiver room with both Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs no longer being here. So I feel like there's more competition in the receiver room than ever, because in the past you've had, and this goes back to Beasley, Brown, etc., that you've had solidified veterans, and not that you don't have any veterans, but I don't know. Does it feel like with some youth and players that are new to the scene that there's more competition in that room?
I wouldn't say more competition. I would say maybe a little bit more unknown, because when you lose a Gabe or a Steph, two great players, two great teammates that have been here and made a huge impact on this team, there's some newness, and so we have to figure out a lot more of what we have, and that'll continue through these practices and we get into the preseason. Those players are all going to play valuable snaps so that we can truly understand what we have. The worst thing we could do is get out of training camp and not truly understand what we have and then put them in the wrong positions as opposed to the right positions in game one.
Impressions of Curtis Samuel early on?
Yeah, utility type of player. You know, going against him, he's a little bit of a headache because you're not really sure what he's going to do, where he's going to line up. Just overall, Curtis getting on the same page with Josh and building that chemistry in the way we're going to use him will be critical for us.
Keon Coleman? I mean,
did you see the impression. Did you see the first day?
Yeah. Yeah, like foot control, body control.
Yeah.
I mean, highlight reel catches. That was him in college, right? And listening to Brandon talk about him back at minicamp about learning more diverse playbook or more. There's the process of becoming a pro. Is that really what Keon's looking at right now?
That's it. And they all do, just some more than others. And Keon's off to a really good start. I thought he had a solid spring. And like I mentioned, the first day in that red zone period was pretty impressive for a new player, a young player like that, like Keon. And now we start to open it up in some of the open field, midfield situations, and you know, you'll see how we see him fitting into our offense, and he's going to go through normal rookie challenges. They all do, and so there'll be some highs, there'll be some lows. Us continuing to grow him. That's right. So we'll throw more at them in practice. We may even go live a little bit. I think I was asked the question a couple days ago, and you don't love doing that necessarily, but It may be necessary in this case to get a full good look at it, because preseason may not be that type of canvas when people are holding back what they're really planning to do.
A lot of talk about changes. Your secondary, I mean, big changes. Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Trey White, three guys that were here for the longest time, worked so well together. A new group back there. Was it about trying to put something together with the same traits you saw in them way back when, or an evolving game, an evolving way to call defense? How did you start to build the secondary out in the post-Poyer-Hyde era?
You know, I believe I learned long ago coaching Brian Dawkins in Philadelphia that safeties are interchangeable, and that has stuck with me since those days. And so when we came here and brought in Jordan and Micah, that's some of what you saw, interchangeable, as opposed to a strong, true strong safety in the box and a true post safety, free safety in this case. And so, yeah, the traits are, they don't change in terms of what we look for. The game has evolved, but I think we've been a little bit ahead of it, to be quite honest, in that regard with this position in particular. So, you know, we're happy with what we have. Certainly never easy to move on or lose those players, but super proud of them and the opportunities that some of them have gotten to this point, and always be keeping an eye on them. As it goes for us, you know, we have the challenge of bringing some new players, again, a veteran in Mike Edwards, some youth in Cole, and getting them up to speed as quickly as possible. Mike missed most of the spring, So those are critical reps that he missed. But, you know, this is a critical time for Mike and all of our players.
Well, while we're on safety, we saw Damar Hamlin getting the opportunity on Wednesday. I wonder if you see a difference in him this year, maybe just because he had a more – I'd have to imagine he had a more normal offseason than he would have had a year ago.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that first year – unique in a lot of ways. I mean, you go for, it's unique for an ACL. Like, when you come off that first year of coming off an ACL, let alone what Damar went through. And so now he's I think, getting back to being able to kind of just get back to himself, if that's even the right way to say it. So I'm super proud of him, grateful that he's okay, and I think his best football's ahead of him.
Linebacker Terrell Bernard had a great year last year, really kind of burst onto the scene, and did it with Matt Milano missing most of the year. The idea of the two of them together on the field?
Excited. Yeah, excited. Matt's got a long way to go, you know, coming back from that. That was a significant injury. Nobody works harder than Matt Milano, and he spent really the entire offseason in Buffalo, including the break over the summer, and he's committed. I mean, his mindset is elite, and that's part of the challenge, right, coming off an injury like that.
You say he's got a long way to go. You've got, you know, we've got Twitter doctors in the stands. Is it about managing? You guys are talking about managing him. They're watching every step, and you know I'm watching it too. Like, how's he look? Is it about getting him back to where he was? When you say he's got a long way to go to being that level of player, it's going to take a little time.
It is, and that's just natural. Listen, I know he wants to be back to square one again, and I want him back to square one. I've been assured by our training staff, Nate Bresky, that he'll get back there. It's just going to take some time. And patience and Sean McDermott don't really go in the same sentence. But in this case, I have just ultimate trust in our training staff and ultimate trust in Matt Milano.
How about Vaughn for this? Last year, you know, he's been talking about how he knew he wasn't right where he should be. And how about where he is now?
Yeah, similar situation, right? Now getting a year away from that first year off the injury, and I'm super excited for Vaughn because that opportunity that's in front of him to impact our defense, like maybe he wasn't able to physically last year. The thing I loved about last year was his mindset. He never really let himself maybe acknowledge that, how he was limited physically, and that to me just speaks to how elite he's been in his career and why he's been elite, because of his mindset has been so strong.
On the offensive side of the ball, obviously the receiver room with both Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs no longer being here. So I feel like there's more competition in the receiver room than ever, because in the past you've had, and this goes back to Beasley, Brown, et cetera, that you've had solidified veterans, and not that you don't have any veterans, but I don't know, does it feel like with some youth and players that are new to the scene that there's more competition in that room?
I wouldn't say more competition. I would say maybe a little bit more unknown, because when you lose a Gabe or a Steph, two great players, two great teammates that have been here and made a huge impact on this team, there's some newness, and so we have to figure out a lot more of what we have, and that'll continue through these practices. When we get into the preseason, those players are all going to play valuable snaps so that we can truly understand what we have. The worst thing we could do is get out of training camp and not truly understand what we have and then put them in the wrong positions as opposed to the right positions in game one.
Impressions of Curtis Samuel early on?
Yeah, utility type of player. You know, going against him, he's a little bit of a headache because you're not really sure what he's going to do, where he's going to line up. Just overall, Curtis getting on the same page with Josh and building that chemistry in the way we're going to use them will be critical for us.
Keon Coleman? I mean,
did you see the first impression. Did you see the first day?
Yeah. Yeah, like foot control, body control.
Yeah.
I mean, highlight reel catches. That was him in college, right? I mean, and listening to Brandon talk about him back at minicamp about learning more diverse playbook or more. There's the process of becoming a pro. Is that really what Keon's looking at right now?
That's it. And they all do, just some more than others. And Keon's off to a really good start. I thought he had a solid spring. And Like I mentioned, the first day in that red zone period was pretty impressive for a new player, a young player like that, like Keon. And now we start to open it up in some of the open field, midfield situations, and you know, you'll see how we see him fitting into our offense. And he's going to go through normal rookie challenges. They all do. And so there'll be some highs, there'll be some lows. Us continuing to grow him professionally will be important.
I feel like every year when we arrive to the season or arrive to camp, you'll get questions about Josh Allen running the football. Is there any difference at all from past seasons with the attitude for the team overall with his ability to run and how much you want him running?
Yeah, I mean, it's a managed deal. Josh has grown over the years with his maturity and understanding what can happen if you're not responsible with it. And so we try and be responsible and manage it during the year, and then knowing that he's going to do some of that on his own, some of those quote-unquote loose plays and scramble plays and extending and whatnot. So, listen, the scramble rate in the NFL has grown every year the last few years, and we talk about that. It's a part of our game now. So it is what it is, and Josh is a big-time weapon when he does that, and I can tell you from a defensive standpoint that those coordinators that are going against him, they've got their work cut out having to deal with that.
Last thing for me, you guys are here for a couple of weeks. We're back at the Blue and Red a week from tonight, so we're back at the stadium.
Yeah.
You're following across the street closely? I mean, keeping an eye on the new big one going up? I mean, the new stadium is
it's getting taller by the day.
It's pretty tall. Yeah. What an undertaking,
yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
It's impressive. I mean, the work that gets done over there and how efficient they are. I had a chance in the spring to stop over there and share some lunch with some of the workers over there. I thought that was a great experience. And then I'm excited for Terry and Kim and then the same for our fan base. I mean, this is the excitement around that new stadium and the excitement around our football team is at an all-time high, and I'm especially excited for the future of the Buffalo Bills and the fan base and what they're going to be able to experience.
Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, we'll let you go to practice.
Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.